With your QCCR news update, I'm Ed Halverson. If the early bookings are any indication, it's going to be a busy year at Kejimkujik. Almost 10,000 campers raced to book their favorite sites when the online reservation system opened on March 31st, a 9% increase over last year. Visitor experience manager at Kejimkujik National Park and Historic Site, Sophie Borkeman, says Keji is consistently one of the most popular parks in Canada.
Kejimkujik, every year we have such a loyal fan base of 85% repeat visitation who come back year after year, multiple generations, and we vie for between Jasper and Banff as being the most popular site.
The park features a variety of sites for tents, trailers, and RVs, near services and washrooms, or far away from anyone in the backcountry. In recent years, many roofed accommodations have been added, including rustic cabins, autentics, and oasis, all within an easy walk of inclusive washrooms. The washrooms were completely renovated just 2 years ago to provide a toilet and sink behind a private door in the washroom facilities and private individual showers, making them more inclusive and eliminating the need for traditional separate male and female facilities. Borkeman says, despite the large number of bookings, there are still lots of sites available between the May long weekend and the end of October when the park closes. In fact, the park is offering a new service that will make it easier to book last minute. Every Tuesday, staff will post how many sites are available in the coming week on their Facebook page, listing unbooked sites as well as any last-minute cancellations. Borkeman encourages people to visit their webpage for dates and times of several special events taking place, including an ultramarathon and the Dark Sky Weekend. Kejimkujik also hosts many interpretive programs honoring the Mi'kmaq, the first people of the area. Visitors can take a guided petroglyph tour, visit a Mi'kmaq encampment, or watch and talk to Todd Labrador as he builds birch bark canoes. Kejimkujik will open for camping May 19th. For more information and links to the reservation page, visit our website. For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.